This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. It is 7:16. Time to bring in the head coach of them Texas Aggies right here on ESPN 97.5. Your home for Texas A&M football. Jimbo Fisher joining us every week. Coach, how are you?
Fine. How are you doing?
Good. I know it's tough. That was a tough one. 10-point lead, coach, and we were talking about it. That I thought that the interception, and I'm not saying anything that's just crazy here, but the interception really changed that football game, didn't it?
It did, but it doesn't guarantee you guys 71 yards on a drive.
Yeah, I mean,
and the missed field goal was huge too.
Yeah,
the missed field goal to drive before puts you up 13, and you keep momentum in the game, and you keep doing that. The interception is not what you want to do, but you still, you've played, you've had 6-3 and outs in the game, and to give that up, you know, and not be able to, you know, the two drives in, and then the late punt return was also very critical. We're the number one punt coverage team in the country, and we have two guys cover the wrong way on the number one team. We've only had one return of over 10 yards all year. That was when we were getting fumbled. And so as accumulation, when you went offense, you went defense, and you went special teams in the last part of the game. And it was a shame, a game that you were dominating.
Yeah, and you really had. You know, we were talking about this, coach, because this was a problem under Mike Sherman at Texas A&M. It was a problem under Kevin Sumlin, was finishing games and finishing seasons and staying strong throughout the entire fourth quarter. They ran out of gas under Mike Sherman. For second half of the season, they ran out of gas under Kevin Sumlin. How do you teach guys
to
finish?
Well, I don't think we ran out of gas. We didn't execute.
Yeah.
And also, we weren't in a lot of those games, they weren't ahead.
Right.
A lot of those games, we were ahead. I mean, we're dominating the game. Played Mississippi State. You have 8 drop balls. I mean, it's focus. It's concentration. It's also dealing with success. Winning is a learned behavior. Winning is a learned behavior. Discipline is a learned behavior in critical moments of critical things. And you have to be in those situations to learn from them. Hopefully you can. And you got to get them in and enough. And then you got to get them to adjust. And you got to coach them better. And we have to keep coaching and drilling and drilling. Just like the play that come out for on the first play of the last drive. We give up the return. That's a play that we had covered perfectly. They'd run that route 5 different times. We were in the same coverage and had it covered perfectly. And that time we had one person just decide, you know, just went a little bit out of where he needed to be, give up the seam, and we break it down through there. So, I mean, learning to play big moments. Learning, but you got to be in them. You got to be ahead and playing from ahead. Both games at halftime, last 2 games, we playing from ahead, and we have to deal with that. We feel you get comfortable and you get confident about how you play, but total domination is a mindset, and it's something you have to learn that you're not going to give the guy an inch. And that's something that we have to practice and we have to get to, and that's what it was. We could have stayed in that mode of just keep doing your job, because things didn't change about effort. There was no lack of physicality. We didn't do our job at the most critical times, at which we had been doing the whole game.
Yeah, I think that gets to John's point about finishing games. You're talking about total domination. And it's a mindset, in the fourth quarter. It's the reason why football players throw up the 4 fingers in the fourth quarter. That's been going on for a long time. I don't even remember the teams that started it. It was so long ago.
But here's the thing. It's interesting. You did it at South Carolina. You did it at the
right.
Other place.
Yeah. Yeah, so what? Where's the – yeah, so you want to get that consistency.
One word, execution. Do your job.
Yeah, you know, when you talk about execution, so you guys had – turnovers obviously hurt. You outgained them badly, out-first-downed them badly. You kept control of the clock. You did all those things. When you walk away with a loss like this, this can be demoralizing for a team coming off off of back-to-backs. Now you got Ole Miss. How do you – you've been through this at some point as a coach at Florida State. I mean, you've been through this. You've seen it at LSU. At some point, you've been through things like this. What defines the teams who overcome this and take steps forward versus
leadership
teams who
and
don't?
Maturity. Leadership and maturity, and go back and do your job. Look at why you did it. Explain to them. Educate them. And then make them do it. That simple. I mean, there isn't anything magic. There ain't no magic fix you does. You're either that kind of competitor, or you want to go back and fix it, and you address it. And – it's not fair. It doesn't mean yelling, hollering. That doesn't matter. That doesn't do it. It's educational. Show you what you did, why you did it, when you did it. And you go back and you got to do it. And you got to be held accountable for what you do, coaching and playing.
Yeah,
that's exactly what it gets back to. There's no magic answer. It's do your job.
I think there's a lot of expectations. Fans think there's an emotional component, but really it's an X's and O's, and it's a thinking. It's being careful. It's understanding, like you said, execution and how to execute.
And it's total domination. There's an emotional
mindset,
component, keeping your emotions in check, and not worry about the outcome. Don't worry about the outcome. Worry about playing the next play and dominating the next play. And it's that simple.
Where are you with you just talked about leadership. Where do you think you are? You know your team by now. Where do you think you are from a leadership standpoint in that locker room and on the field with your team?
It's a great day. Had a great day. Okay. It was a hurt. I mean, and then you see it in them. You see the hurt. But they realize what they can do. I mean, it wasn't – we met, we talked as a staff, as a team. There's no griping. There's no complaining. There's no finger pointing. Actually, yesterday was a really good practice. I mean, there's not a demoralization like the sky's falling. I mean, but there's an urgency that you have to go do your job. We can't allow this to happen again. And hopefully we won't. We got to get a good plan in place and go play. Because actually, Ole Miss is a very good football team.
Who are those leaders in that locker room, Coach? Alaka?
Who?
Alaka?
Yeah, he's one. He's one. Darrell Dotson does it. Kellen does it. McCoy does it. Travion's a very good leader in that group. Kiki up front, he's not a vocal guy, but he does a great job with those guys and what he does. I mean, Donovan Wilson is a very vocal guy gets into that group.
It's important to have young leaders so that they're the ones who carrying you, you know, keep carrying you forward.
No, there's young guys in there now, but it's a young team. It's not this whole team's young.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
There's not many seniors in this team anyway.
Yeah, well, you got Ole Miss coming up now, and that's an Ole Miss team that has had some ups and downs, but they, like with any team, I mean, they can jump up and get you, and you got to be on guard, and I would imagine that you guys are, I mean, the focus has to be doubled up because you know this is one you got to go out and make a, I would think you want to make a statement after the last game when you didn't finish in a fourth.
Well, you know, you make a statement, you just got to make a play. You got to do your job. I mean, you know, we say about make a play, you got to do it. Everybody says give extra. No, you should be. This is what you have to get to anyway. That level of concentration, that level of focus. And you see it across the country every week. And there's very few teams that do it consistently. Very few. And it's a hard thing to do, and that's why it's tough. And we have to learn. It's a learned behavior to be able to do that. And that's what we got to go out and do.
And their guy, actually, he's a lot like Kellen Mond. He can pull it down. Jordan Tamu, he's a really good athlete. That's something your defensive line is going to have a lot of discipline this week, won't they?
It is. They'll have to have discipline. They have to have coverage skills because receivers are good. And, you know, and hopefully we can create some turnovers. That's the thing we lost last year. We gave them seven on the option play, which would have been a big play. And then, the other one, the interception is big, but it doesn't justify driving 70 yards after you dominate the game. After what happened, it's a third and long. We got throw it away. You gain an extra 15 yards on the punt, which is not, I'm not demeaning it. We don't want to do it because they're emotional, they're physical changes. But we've been dominating. But we've got to try to create them on defense too. If we can get some turnovers, it was that those things are critical. And we hadn't been turning over much, but we got to take care of that and try to create some of them. They do put the ball in the air, which will give you opportunities. But they're very dynamic. Their receivers are very, very dynamic in how they make plays.
Sure.
Their backs are really good players.
Sure will be nice to get home, won't it? Seems like forever.
Yeah, it definitely will. It has been. It's been a road trip. But, you know, road trips, I mean, you want to play in Kyle Field, there's nothing like it. But, I mean, sometimes you're on the road, you get to bond together, you get to pull together. There's a lot of tightness that goes involved in that. And, as far as that part of it, we got to learn to play on the road in this league anyway. You have to. Good teams can play on the road.
You'd like that, though? Three straight weeks on the road and then three straight weeks at home when you'd rather split it up a little bit?
I'd rather split it up. I mean, but that's I can't control that, so I don't worry about it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's nothing you can do about that. That's the schedule they give you, and that's what you got to play.
Yeah, that's funny how the league does that. It just doesn't make much sense. But there it is. Ole Miss this week at 11 a.m. again, Coach. Them Aggies, that's going to be hard for that crowd to be ready at 11 a.m.
Well, we got to get ready, so hopefully they'll be ready. They'll be ready. Our crowd's been very supportive all year, and the people have been great, and like I say, we gotta learn to get over these humps and learn the growing pains in which you have to go through at times, I guess. I'm disappointed too. I wish we didn't have to go through them like that, but that's part of it. So hopefully we'll learn and grow and be ready to play three good games coming down the stretch.
Nobody grew without ups and downs. You got to have ups and downs so you know what it feels like and what you don't want it to feel like again. So that's part of the process. And you're in year one, so I'm really interested to watch it grow because this is where teams can get a lot better after this. So.
You're right. You're right. And if we can correct those, like I say, you're a handful of plays. You're a handful of plays all year. I'm having a phenomenal year. And that's what we explained to them. But at the same time, the growth at the top of the cut, when you start to get to the differences of going from 6-7 wins to 10-11 wins, that growth is a lot. Those inches are a lot harder to climb by, but they're there. And they're right there in front of you. You just got to see them. You got to capitalize on them.
You've done it. Is it frustrating to be in this point and you can't do anything but other than try to coach your guys up? Because they're the ones that have to execute. How frustrating is it for you to not – they have to be the ones to make that happen to get up to the 10-11 mark?
Yeah, and like you say, you go back to plays and like even get to the interception, but there's plays before that if we make that are there that different guys made, whether a lineman missed it, a back didn't go the right way on a block or make a block, quarterback on this, or receiver. That accumulated to those situations. I mean, we had plenty of those situations. It's not frustrating. It's disappointing, and it's part of growth. You know, you don't, because when you get frustrated, you don't coach right, you don't play right. You know what I mean? You don't do that right. You can be disappointed, and you got to be driven. And that's just unfortunate part of it sometimes. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it happens very quickly. And, you know, we got to keep pushing to get it.
Did you know Matt Luke? Have you known Matt Luke at all to walk into this situation with Ole Miss, the way, you know, all the problems that they had and everything, and to be where he is at right now? He's doing a hell of a job.
Yeah. Well, they got good players.
Yep.
They've got good players. He's doing a good job keeping them together, and they've got some good players. I mean, they really do. They've got some really great skill guys and guys that change the game dynamically.
Absolutely. That's Jimbo Fisher, 11 o'clock. You can hear it right here on ESPN 97.5, your home for Texas A&M football. Hey, Coach, we appreciate you. Thanks for hanging with us. Best of luck this week against Ole Miss.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
There's Jimbo right here, your head coach for them Fighting Aggs on ESPN 97.5.